They're the second largest city.
Blog Talk Radio.
Elderly have fled. Gas prices are soaring, and experts warn food prices could be next. The House Speaker calls Russian President Vladimir Putin diabolical.
He has complete disregard for sovereignty, democracy, or human life, including civilian lives and those of children.
Nancy Pelosi again condemned the Russian invasion of Ukraine and called the situation pretty horrible. The U.S. Secretary of State is heading to Europe as Russia continues its assault. Josh Letterman in Brussels with the first part of Antony Blinken's itinerary.
Secretary Blinken flying today here to Brussels, home to both NATO and the European Union, two international organizations that have really stepped up to confront Russia in stronger ways than we've seen in a long time. He will be meeting with allies here to try to coordinate that response before Blinken heads on to Poland, which has accepted hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian refugees in the last week.
The State Department says the six-day trek is intended to further coordinate the ongoing international response to Russia's invasion. The Surgeon General is requesting big tech companies turn over data about COVID misinformation on their platform. The information requests ask companies to provide exactly how many users saw or may have been exposed to instances of COVID-19 misinformation. The Surgeon General is also asking the public and healthcare workers to provide information on how misinformation affected their communities. The requests are part of President Biden's COVID National Preparedness Plan unveiled this week. The CDC says suicides fell in 2019 and 2020. The health agency noted both of those years saw declines from the peak of more than 48,000 people taking their lives in 2018. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-844-8532. 800-844-8532. That's 800-844-8532.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. Lots of those morning showers burn off. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and a few sun breaks later on this afternoon. High temperatures around 47, 48 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with low temperatures dropping down to about 40. For Friday and running up into the weekend, partly to mostly sunny skies and high temperatures, a few degrees warmer, 49, 50. With partly cloudy skies through the overnight, mostly clear skies and lows in the mid-30s.
We want you should listen to the Italian Radio Show every Monday live at 4 p.m. or all week long at WCIR.biz.
Bringing you all things Italian, food, wine, news, music, and culture, and espresso.
Everyone wants to be Italian. We'll tell you how.
So listen to the Italian Radio Show, part of the West Coast Italian Radio Network.
Visit live at 4 p.m. at 1150 KKNW every Monday, or catch us online 24/7 at WCIR.biz. Hey, you don't want we should have to tell you twice.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Personal Wisdom Show with me, Rita Johnson, and Dr. Pat. Are you curious to learn about your soul-level purpose? Do you want to explore how you can move forward in your life in a way that's more in line with your purpose and values? Have you ever been told to just ignore that little voice inside? Then you are already aware of your knowing. This show is an opportunity to hear my story of uncovering my personal wisdom and to learn to do it for yourself. Be fearless in trusting your body, intuition, and inner knowing. Get ready to step into your wisdom and bring forward your authenticity. The Personal Wisdom Show starts now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Nita, let's talk about this show for a minute. Nita Johnson, this is the host of your fabulous show. You're the host of this amazing show. Since I began talking with you, I've developed a little habit. Okay. The habit is, and it's very conscious, and I think it's subconscious, maybe unconscious, but I ask myself a question, especially around decisions and things. And I know this may not be correct in the way that you go about it, but I ask myself now, am I coming from a place of personal wisdom?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to start the show out by sharing that with you, because that wouldn't have happened if I didn't get it from you. And so I need to acknowledge that, because the depth and the breadth by which you empower others and allow us to really honor the personal wisdom each of us has inside is profoundly one of the greatest exponentially powerful change agent I think we could have. And I have found myself in the past 24 months and recently since you've been doing the show to really look closely at that. And I have to tell you, I don't want to take up a lot of time during today to go into detail, but I'm making some different changes, well, choices. I'm making some different choices that are going to alter the trajectory of our network in a better way. And I just needed to give you credit for that and acknowledge that.
Thank you so much. That fills my heart, because that's what I want everybody to know, is that you really have the ability to live on purpose and to consciously make decisions that move you forward in a way that can only create success. Doesn't mean it's easy, because success isn't always easy, but it is a way to know that you are doing what is best for you at this point in place and time. And I'm very specific about that, this point and place in time, because you can't go back and change what's already done. And it doesn't serve well to second guess what might be 3 years from now. So what do you know today, and how do you move into that? And I keep cycling back to the basic premise that our body is programmed to take care of us. And as a society, we have been taught to only listen to our brain. And our head brain is one small portion of this beautiful gift of human beings that we've been given.
Yeah, and that's today's show, because I literally wanted to, you know, preface today's show about deep listening and body wisdom with sort of sharing that aspect to you about what I've been really looking at. And what I wanted to also say, you know, beyond this show and conversation, you are a coach. You are somebody that understands the human dynamic, your experience in HR, I mean, and a your coaching certification. When you put all that together, it would be hard to have a conversation about personal wisdom without having a conversation about what the body communicates to us. Because, see, we don't talk about the body as being personally wise.
No, we don't. And it kind of makes me smile, because whenever I have my first meeting with a new client, you know, I ask all of the questions. Everybody comes with what they perceive as their problem statement. There's a reason they're seeking out a coach. There's a reason they're seeking somebody out to support them. And I ask them to reframe it into, what's really the question you're trying to answer? So it's like, you might say to me, you know, I'm really disorganized and I need to get my hands around my calendar. That's a nice generic thing that everybody can relate to. Okay, you know what? There's a gazillion and one books out there about how to organize your calendar optimally. What are you really asking? What's really going on that says you can't take the time to sit there and figure this out? And so I ask people to really be quiet and to close their eyes and really feel, and I use the word deliberately, feel what it is that you are really asking yourself. What is it that's really creating the blockage here? And 9 times out of 10, it's, I don't like what I'm doing, or I'm too tired in the morning, or I am so overwhelmed. It has nothing to do with physically managing their calendar, but that's where it's showing up. But it astonishes them that I'm asking them to sit there and feel what it is. They don't have the language yet, but it's often their first experience of actually listening. And then when we talk about how you create success, I ask them to describe what it looks like when it's different. And again, I come back to, what are you feeling? And these beautiful words come out. I'm calm. I'm glowing. I have optimism. There's this whole menu of words that they don't use in this that's all tied to listening to what your body knows is right.
Yeah. You know, I can point to times in my life where I've ignored the voice of my body. Let me just call it the voice of my body. You know, the wise voice of my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're so conditioned to do that. And yet, I have found, I have found in recent years that it is a brilliant radar system. It is incredible, isn't it? It's like having your own inner personal wisdom satellite.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you've been someone who's been listening to Pat and I on our journey these few months, this may feel a little repetitious. But my experience is it takes a while for people to hear it and to get it.
Yeah.
So it's back to the women in particular's intuition has been dismissed for centuries, and yet it's real. Men have it too, but they're taught not to listen to it. We know that our body literally has three brains. Science is catching up with us. You've got a head brain, a heart brain, and a gut brain. Those things are sending us signals every single minute of every single day. And they show up for everyone slightly differently. I know when it's an emotional decision, my back needs to move. It's that heart brain talking to me that says, loosen up this energy, listen to what I'm saying to you. It doesn't show up here for me. It shows up in my back. You know, for you, it may be very different. I find some people, the wisdom is in their throat. They literally can't get the words out. They know what they're supposed to say or what they're supposed to do, but they literally can't talk. And when you tune to what you need to say instead of what you think someone's expecting you to say, all of a sudden you can speak. So all of these little hiccups that show up in our body are actually communication messages signaling you to slow down, process, and go with what is your authentic truth, not what you're just trying to make show up. And we don't trust that.
No. And so often, you know, let's talk about what happens when we don't trust it, because there's a part of what you're saying, and it is worth repeating, because it does take time to get it, right? I know for me, it took a long time to get things in my life, right? Mm-hmm. I got signs of stuff when I was in my 20s, right? I got indicators. But let's talk about one of the key elements here, which is intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to ask you, what is the role that intuition plays to actually doing deep listening?
You know, in my experience, and again, I only live in my own body, so I can only talk about mine. When my intuition kicks in, that's my pass go signal. That's telling me I need to pause and be quiet. And I need to hear what my entire body is telling me to do. It may show up in that thought in my head. It may show up in a need to, I need to physically move. Maybe I'm standing on the street corner and it's like, my body's telling me to move because some car is going to go flying by and it's not okay. So that gut level intuition to me is the jumping off point. It's the one that when I start working with a new client is the sense that we start to trust with. Hear that intuition first. Learn to show how it shows up for you and trust test it. You know, use some simple things that won't cause you harm. You know, don't deliberately put yourself in front of a car to see if it tells you to move.
Right.
But, you know, even as simple as, do I want my chia pudding or do I want some eggs for breakfast? If you ask yourself that, your body's going to try what it needs. Okay, today I need slow acting protein and my coconut milk because I need a slower sugar. I mean, I don't say that out loud, but my body knows that's what it wants. And so when you can start to do that, then you can start to connect to that deeper level. Everybody that I have partnered with on this, that deeper level begins with some silence.
Okay. Right? Right? And mm-hmm. you know, this is really a very important point to bring up, because this has been a conundrum for myself and a lot of people. I used to think that when I heard that, right, and this was a mistake I made in my own journey, I used to think that I would have to have like an hour of silence. Okay, so this is just me now. I'm not sure what, you know, what everybody else's experience is. And then one day, out of frustration, let's call it, I sat down and I just got right into the space and I asked one question. And I got an answer almost before I finished the question. I don't hear voices. Angels didn't drop from on high. But it became clear. The answer became clear. I think when we're talking with folks about this, we get these answers, or we get these ideas, or we get this wisdom. It gets revealed to us,
mm-hmm.
and we just blow by it. You know, I'm talking about simple things. Some days I will say, okay, God, Spirit, tell me what's mine to do today, and I'll hear laundry.
Mm-hmm.
That's yours to do today. How do we help people understand how we pay attention and deep listen to our body so that we know that there may be an action attached to it?
Mm-hmm. You know, you touched on one of the, I'm going to use the word exercise, even though it's not really an exercise per se. When people are new to this, they automatically go to, oh, I need to learn to meditate. That's not what I'm talking about. If meditation works for you, that's awesome. I'm talking about that pause, that moment when you're conscious that you need to make some sort of decision. Like you said, it could be before you get out of bed in the morning, what's my focus or purpose today? Usually something shows up. It can be as simple as, what's the right word so that I'm heard? And it has all of these really micro applications, which is where I start people with. So you're thinking about this difficult meeting that's going to come up today, and you're stressing about it. And you know you're prepared, but you know what? You get intimidated because the CEO might show up, or you've got a new leader, or this or that. When I talk to my clients about that deep listening and getting prepared for that, it's before you walk in the room, take 60 seconds, be quiet, put everything away, close your eyes, and just breathe and ask, what do I need to be proud of myself when I walk out of here at the end of the meeting? It's not, what am I going to do well? What is this? What do I need to be proud of myself when I walk out? Because all that matters is you. When you're showing up as your authentic self, when you're prepared, when you know the material, it's not about impressing anybody else. It's not about showing what you are. It's like, what do you need to contribute so that you feel proud or good about what you offered in the moment? My clients are amazed at how quickly that works for them. So when you can start with something like prepping for a meeting, it becomes easier and easier to think about how you use it for bigger and more substantial things.
Yeah. I mean, isn't this part of the conversation we're having? And I just want to say to everybody, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Personal Wisdom Show with Nita Johnson and me, Dr. Pat. We're talking about deep listening and body wisdom, but we're also talking about how trust and how to trust the wisdom, and then therefore the power within us can create success in every part of our lives. And I think, Nita, what you're talking about today is so essential, because if we could master this, it would help folks in so many ways. You know, I almost made a decision 2 days ago that, for lack of a better word, didn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
For lack of a better phrase, didn't feel right. And even thinking about it, my shoulder's starting to ache a little bit. That doesn't mean I know what the right decision is at the moment. Sometimes we get the wisdom that will tell us a no or tell us a not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we wait for that magical vision to show up and there it is. But sometimes isn't the wisdom, the personal wisdom and the body, sometimes it's trying to get us to stop a thing. Is that right? Mm-hmm.
It is. For many people, what you described is what they know of as intuition. It just didn't feel right. It's just, and every time you talk to somebody about that, their body moves, their whole torso kind of contorts. It's like they unconsciously know they're physically feeling this discomfort. It can be a stomach ache. It can be, you mentioned a sore shoulder.
Yeah.
A sore shoulder. Ears, shoulders go to ears. You know, people, and they clench. So your body starts doing all of these things because it's preparing itself for something that it knows isn't going to be right.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like putting on that armor or that defense. And so instead of embracing that and moving through it, if you can stop and just scan head to toe, take that 10 seconds, why am I feeling this?
Yeah.
And it'll let go. It'll release. I mean, it's the other thing that people associate it with is the fight or flight. When you are in danger, your body knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always followed by an adrenaline rush
mm-hmm.
because it literally got prepared to fight or flight. Those same cues show up in a much more subtle basis when it's not a life and death moment, but we drown them out.
That's so funny. Oh, my God, that's so funny. I don't know if you saw what I just did. Did you see what I did? Did you see me change my glasses?
Uh-huh.
I have never changed my glasses in the middle of a show, but just reflecting on that decision made my temples hurt, right? This is what just happened here. It was, I don't even know if they got this on camera. I don't know if Jacob got it on camera or Olivia, but we were talking about this, and I happened to reflect on the decision that I'm undoing, and in the middle of that, I could feel my temples start to hurt, my headset just, and I had to take off this set of glasses and put these on. I just did that. Because, see, that was what? It's a message to me. Now,
mm-hmm.
I still have to unravel it. So I want to ask you about the unraveling, understanding our clues, right? The
mm-hmm.
difference between a sensation and deep listening. Because I don't know if that was a sensation, but it certainly got my attention.
You know, I think in my experience, I know in my experience, sensations lead to the moment to listen.
Mm.
For they don't have to be the same, but it's an opportunity to consider why are my temples hurting? What's going on? Why do I have a fist? Why am I clenching my hands? What in the world is going on? Open them up. What's happening? Okay, what's stressing me? So you start to notice those, which gives you the chance to step back and ask, what, why, instead of just powering through it. Take that moment and listen. It may be nothing more than, you know, my belt's one top knot too tight and I've been sitting in this chair so long. Okay, well, the easy thing is loosen up your belt. But the other thing, your body's telling you to move. You've been sitting there. So this belt that felt comfortable all of a sudden is restricting you. You can't, you're not comfortable. You're shifting. Your body's asking you to get out of that chair and do something. And I think it's those kinds of things that those sensations turn into that opportunity to hear and trust the wisdom. And Pat, those are some of the little things that I want people to start with so that they get comfortable with that. And then they start to get comfortable with listening to it with the bigger things.
Well, I mean, part of this today and having this conversation with you today is really, for me, I'm acutely aware that we have gone through a period now where we've numbed a lot of things. You know what I mean? Numbed a lot of things. Almost robotic. And, you know, I don't have judgment about that. I don't say that was good or bad. I know that we adjust to survive. And sometimes for people during these past 28 months, they've had to go to a place where they've had to turn some emotions and some things down. Mm-hmm. I know that because I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a consequence when we do that, or could be. And, you know, we can get so much from deep listening, right? Now, I'm not going to take the time through this show. I just knew I needed to change my glasses to give my temples some relief. But I now know that this is something I have to revisit, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do we get to the revisiting place so that we can get to the place of deep listening? Because I know I can't do it during the show, but I know I will do it today. Mm-hmm. I know that there's something, there's a message that's trying to get to me, right?
Mm-hmm. There is. We accumulate lots of those little messages throughout the day. Some of them are as simple as, you know, it might be. The prescription is different between those two glasses, and it's going to give you a headache, and it's not going to be helpful for you. So by making them physically uncomfortable and telling you to switch to the one that's what your eyes need today, that may simply be the end of it.
Yeah.
It may be every time you put those on, you experience discomfort. There's something wrong with those glasses. They don't fit your face correctly. The prescription may be off. It may be as simple as they create way too much reflection on your camera, and it's a distraction to what you're trying to do and show up as the best. That sounds silly,
mm-hmm.
but your body knows when you aren't optimized. And so taking that few minutes a few times a day to process instead of holding everything to the end is something else I coach too. So in the middle of the morning when you know you need to get up from your chair, so you're going to walk to the bathroom or you're going to go to the mailbox or whatever it is you do to change your space or, you know, go to the coffee room if you're at work, take that couple minutes while you're walking and think about the time from the last time you did it. What was there? What should you be paying attention to? Does your body need to move? Are you hungry for something particular? When you start to build a habit of building those listening moments in through the day, the process cycle speeds up quickly.
Yeah. Look, this is all part of what you do in working with people. You know, there is an entire coaching practice that you have where you work with people on the many phases of personal wisdom. I want to make sure everybody knows how to find out more about you, about your coaching. And let's make sure we get them to the website. And also, you can listen to previous shows we've done on this on TransformationTalkRadio.com. But what is the best way for people to contact you?
My website's really the best. It's PersonalWisdomCoachingNow.com. If you forget the now, you're going to go to a site that's been dead for 5 years. But PersonalWisdomCoachingNow.com. And it has a contact page. And everything I start with is a complimentary meeting. You know, it's a coaching relationship, partnering with someone on wisdom and success is a very personal decision. And I don't ever want someone to partner with me that doesn't feel safe and comfortable. So we always start with an hour to get to know each other. What is it your goals? What are we trying to accomplish? And for both of us to assess whether or not this can be successful. And I call that out because it's the no harm, no foul, you know. To engage in that conversation, I would tell you probably half the people say no. And it's like, well, why would you tell people that? That sounds like you're a bad businesswoman. No, I'm not a bad businesswoman. You should say no if you're not ready to do the work.
Never.
Or I'm not the right person. So today you were curious and we talked for a little while. You might come back to me a year from now because you are ready. So if you're not sure or not, don't know what this commitment is, don't hold you back. Just engage for that first conversation and see what your body's telling you to do with that.
I love that you do that because we do the same as a network, and I've been called out just like you, where I've had a couple of my coaches say, why do you do that, Pat? Why would you tell somebody that wants to host a show that they may not be ready? They always come back when they're ready,
mm-hmm.
always. always come back. I love that you honor that walkway. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you know, this is probably one of the most important questions, right, for me. Why does all of this matter? But more importantly, why does trusting my wisdom matter? And how do I learn to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe do I need to remember how to do it? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back with Nita Johnson.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Are both your life and mission passing you by? Are you wanting to step into the bigger reason why you're here? I'm Claudia Pham, your soul connection coach and host of the Be Happy Now show. It's possible to feel good to be you and to never burn out again. Hop on a free 20-minute clarity call with me to explore what life could be like if you could just say yes to yourself without the guilt. Go to ClaudiaPhamSoulCoaching.com/yes.
Are you looking to gain wisdom and commit to discovering your best self? What does success mean to you? With authenticity, integrity, and compassion, Nita Johnson helps guide you in working toward your unique vision of success. Nita is a spirit-based intuition lead and success coach. Work with Nita to uncover your unique life purpose. Schedule a free discovery call with Nita at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified new paradigm multidimensional transformation energy healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Personal Wisdom Show. This is Nita Johnson's show, Trust the Wisdom and Power Within. We're talking about deep listening and body wisdom today. Before we really get to two really important questions, really, and it's the one question that people just, okay, great, this is all important, but how? How do I trust my wisdom? Can you tell folks again how they find out more about you, Nita, and how they contact you?
Absolutely. The best way to find me is at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. I'm also on Instagram as Personal Wisdom Coach or Facebook there, so you can message through those applications, but the website's kind of the easiest way. We have a form, love to connect, chance to talk. So don't be afraid. Trust your wisdom. If it's time to talk to someone, try it.
Oh, I love it. Okay. This right here is sort of the $64 million question, right? It's the one where I want it. I want to have this. I want to experience this. I want it to be this beautifully ease and flow. It's like the slide and glide of life. I want to learn, Mita, I want to learn how to trust my wisdom. Help me.
You know what? I would love to say you don't need to learn it because you already know it. What I would like you to reframe it as is, how do I listen to it? Because learning implies a skill set, and this doesn't feel like a skill set to me. This feels like a knowing, and it's back to that word you and I've used a lot over the last few months, is trust. So who knows best for you than you? You know, your mother did for a while. Your boss thinks they do. Your spouse might have an opinion on that. Your kids will second guess. I mean, the whole world is full of other people who think they know more about you than you do. But that is simply not true. So when I start down this journey with someone, I want you to really figure out how to pay attention to you. Your body talks to you. Your brain talks to you. You have innate likes and dislikes. You have learned likes and dislikes. All of that is accumulative wisdom as well. So what I really invite people into the space of is to start to pay attention. So don't be dismissive with something. It's like, kind of a knot in my stomach about sending this email, but I'm just going to do it anyway. Why? Why did you do it?
Great question.
Yeah. So that's really the question I come back with is the why. You know, there's all sorts of famous people out there who say just start with the why. You know, there's lots of language around it, but it works for your personal wisdom as well. Why are you doing what you're doing? Is it coming from a space of knowing that it's safe, that it's secure, that it's positive, that it's going to move you forward? Or are you doing something to not do something? One of my dear friends, she coaches from a premise of every yes has a no and every no has a yes. And most of us don't think about, you know, what those choices are. So if you've said yes to something, that means you've had to say no to something else. And she reminded me of those words in a conversation earlier this week, but it's a great example of how you tune into. What are you saying yes to when your body talks to you? And what are you choosing to say no to when your body talks to you?
That's great.
And both are the correct answer, depending on what's going on. There's times when your body is cautioning you or telling you don't do this. There's times when it's telling you to do something and you don't want to do it because there's a fear or a limitation or a risk. So you're not saying yes to what you want to do. You're saying no to coming from a place of not trusting.
Yeah. You know, I think that I don't know that I can say enough about what you just shared about trust. I really don't. I mean, it's always been an interesting word and it's just a phenomenal concept to me. You know, so much so I included it in 10 years of research to try to understand it. And one of the things I learned, and I'd love for you to talk to this, is we don't know that we make promises to ourselves. We don't think we do, but we do. You know, every time we step out and we say, I really desire this, or I would really like to be here, or whatever the language is, that is really us making a negotiation, an agreement, and a promise with ourselves. The downside of that is, if we believe in the personal wisdom and trust it to get us there, we get there. Sometimes we get there really quite easily. Sometimes, you know, it's longer. Sometimes it's shorter. But doesn't trust and personal wisdom give us a sense of peace in that journey?
That's my experience. Experience that's been shared with me by people who listen. And I like words. They're kind of one of my geeky things. Language is a really fun thing. And we have ways of pronouncing things that have become customary. But the word trust, I often hear in my head as truest. Almost the same letters.
I have to think about that for a minute. I'm like, right.
So what is truest for you is your trust place.
Yeah. What gets in the way of this? Can we talk about that for a minute? I want to really talk about that because that's also been part of my journey. Mm-hmm. It's been in the discovery of things in my life. And, you know, I actually, when I reflect back, I think the fact that I'm actually here doing what I love, being able to honor you and your work, it's just nothing short of miraculous. And yet I can point to different points in time where I refer to them as angels. I say an angel showed up here. I mean, that's the language. Mm-hmm. But when I really look at it, there was some insight and information that I got, and then I followed.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
There was some information I got that I didn't listen to because I didn't trust it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to be abstract for our listeners, so I'm just going to give them an example, but I would like for you to really talk about this from your experience and your coaching. I knew when I applied to doctoral programs, I knew my number one choice was Claremont. If I really believed and trusted in that process, because I felt it so deeply, I wouldn't have sent out 35 other applications that rejected me, including Columbia, which I had already graduated from and actually was accepted to, and I sent it to the wrong department. And I think about that all. I think about that as a great example. And even mm-hmm. when I think about it, I get a little knot in my stomach about would I have had the courage to send just one application out? You see how this all gets. Now, by the way, the end game is I did get accepted to Claremont. Right. Okay.
Yes.
Right. So that's why I shared that story.
And you described several things in that story that if I were coaching you, I would point out. So one of them is you sent it to Columbia, which should have been fine, but you sent it to the wrong department, so you sabotaged it. It's not where you needed to be. It didn't get there. I would speculate that the other 28 applications or so that you did, your heart wasn't in them, so the language you used in your essays, the attention to detail that you paid when you put it in there, you played the game, but you didn't put your heart and your trust into those others. You did perfunctory. We're told so many times, create a safety net, create a safety net, create a safety net. So what we do is half-heartedly do something with three or four possibilities instead of honing in on what you really want. Now, there's some risk to that. You may want it. It may not want you.
Very good.
And so, again, the timing may be off. And that's where you come back to, do I do it again? Because maybe there was something you should have been doing before you got into that school. There may be how many young people I talk to staying with the college theme that are heartbroken because they didn't get into their top school.
Oh.
But when you dig in, it usually wasn't their top school. It was the school everybody told them should be their top school. Oh, this is an Ivy League school. It'll get you in. Oh, this is the one that everybody in our family goes to. Oh, if you want to work for Google, you have to graduate as an engineer from this program. So there's all these things that get thrown at you until pretty soon that's what you believe, but it's not truth. And so that's where I come back to asking the question, what's really the problem statement? What is it that you're really trying to accomplish? Let's peel back the surface layers of it's not your schedule. It's not that you're not focused. What's really going on here?
Yeah.
And when you can honestly ask yourself those questions, you know the answer. You know that. That's why you don't want to ask the questions. So a lot of the work that I do to help people get to that trust point is peeling off all of the social layers that we have built about everybody else's and the world's expectations for us, and not honing into what is our truth and what is the right thing for me. And, you know, if somebody said, well, what if my truth is that I really wanted to go murder people? Okay, let's have a whole other conversation.
That's a different conversation,
yes,
right?
That's not what we're talking about here. I mean, right. It really is, who knows better than you?
Yeah.
And most of us would answer a whole series of other influences.
And, you know, this is why it's so important to have this conversation with you, because so many people, Mita, that, and believe me, how do I know this? Because I've seeked out help all my life, you know, to get to be that person that honors intuition. Now, I will say this. When I was younger, my intuition was so keen that there was a guy I knew that would drag me to Yonkers Raceway. I was underage, and I got in Yonkers, you know, it's like a racetrack. It's like the Trotters.
Mm-hmm.
And he would drag me in this racetrack every weekend, and I had to pick three horses for him.
Mm-hmm.
My track record for doing that was pretty phenomenal. And then I realized, I'm not here to do that. But sometimes, even though that's a fun thing to do, we may put our intuition on the sidelines. Because while doing something like that is fun, can I really trust my intuition to do some of the really juicy, important things in life, right?
Yeah.
Like picking this guy. Yeah, it was not even my, I didn't even pay for the races, so it was not even like my money.
No, it was a fun little game. And yet, you know, we're laughing about that, but why shouldn't making the decisions for ourselves be fun?
Exactly, right? Exactly. When I dialed the wrong phone number 20 years ago, and I pulled out a credit card and signed on for an internet-only radio network, I mean, can you imagine the crazy town that, can you imagine the feedback I got for that?
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled out and paid a lot of money for a 13-week program, like in the double-digit thousands. I never looked back.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't really a mistake. It was an unplanned experience. And, you know, life's too short. Anybody listening to us, what I don't want you to take away from this is that listening to your wisdom is this heavy-duty, spiritual, really intense thing. It can be as playful as, do I eat the piece of chocolate or not? And it should be fun. What if you woke up with a smile every morning and said, what do I get to do today? What is it that's so important? What's going to make a difference in the world? What's my word of the day? However you approach this, but come at it from a place of joy, playfulness, from a place of curiosity, and lean into it and go. Don't make it this other burden you have to carry. Oh, I didn't listen to my wisdom today. I had a failure. No, it didn't. That's, you know, this isn't another way to beat yourself up or to live your life correctly. It's a tool set and a mindset that says, in Brené Brown's words, I am enough. I am my own best judge. I am entitled to make decisions that serve me. I am not entitled to harm others. So there's some of those social boundaries.
Yeah.
But simply owning that you are worthy, that you have something to offer, that you are here for a purpose and a reason. And if you know those words, life goes swimmingly. If you don't, find them.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, because this beautiful machine that science is just beginning to understand came with your operating instructions on how to live your best life.
Yeah. You know, I love, first of all, that you're sharing this in this way. I love that you're quoting Brené Brown, of course. But what I love about what you do, Mita, is that you're not talking to 1 or 2% of the people, right? You're really speaking to people that go through the ups and downs in life, the sideways in life, and saying, I can help you with this. Mm-hmm. I can teach you with this. This is almost, and I think you've talked about this in a previous show, we have an innate ability, right? May I just comment, and then I love her. Is it a her? Is it a her? I love her. Let her stay. She can stay. Cats love conversations like this. They know it's about personal wisdom, right? But this is really why this all matters, and I want you to talk to it. I was told that when I was born, there were certain things that I did as a child that they knew I was going to be a handful, and I don't have time to get into it. But as a kid, they watched me at a very young age. For the minute that I could grab onto something, I grabbed onto it. As a baby, I did not ask myself, I'm grabbing onto it. I think by grabbing onto it, it's going to help me get up. I knew.
Mm-hmm.
That's personal wisdom to me. That when the baby grabs and pulls itself up, they didn't take a course to do that. That's what I think we have to remember is inside of us, right?
Mm-hmm. It's that instinctiveness, knowing that you're not really going to harm yourself. And why would anybody be wired to do that? We've been taught to do some horrible things that way. I mean, I know there's aspects of that out there. But for those of us who walk through this world pretending we're pretty normal, you know, we don't do those extreme things. But we've been so coached to be influenced by, here's the clothes you should wear, you should eat this to be healthy, you should drive this kind of a car. We are bombarded with all of these messages trying to shape who we are. And we get confused and we get overwhelmed and it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And our TVs and headphones and ear pods and all of that stuff makes listening to yourself harder and harder and harder because we're never quiet.
Yeah, we're never quiet. We're always getting outside information. You know, I was thinking about you yesterday. I don't know if your ears were ringing or what was happening, but I was playing a sport that I love very much, and I play fairly well. And what I'm finding, I found a pattern yesterday, and I just tried to get to my personal wisdom, but I couldn't. And I realized that I play a lot of doubles and with men because I'm that good, really, at the sport, that they don't see me as a woman. Once they see me play, it's more like a player. But what I noticed yesterday in playing and is I'm playing really well. I've got 2 new knees. And when I miss a shot, inevitably, I got these guys telling me what I should do differently. And I found myself after about 8 games, there was so much noise in my head on what I should do that I forgot the shot that I do really well. That is a benign representation of what we're talking about. When I say benign, I mean no harm, no foul. It's a game.
It's a game.
But with all the tools that I have, and I thought about you because I prepped for the shows, so I knew about the show we were doing. Even with all of the tools, I could not get back to turning it off. And I knew it. It was like I was in the middle of my own nightmare.
You know, that's where grace comes in.
Yeah.
However you use that word, because we are fallible and we are human. And we are susceptible to all of those influences, and nobody's going to make the perfect choice every time. But there's even a wisdom that comes out of that. You know, the really bad analogy of you don't know what hot is until you've touched the stove and know you shouldn't do it again. Sometimes that's where the wisdom comes from. you had the recognition that you got in your own way because you listened to the other voices. I would speculate that next time you play, that will be less true.
Oh, yeah.
And another time less true until you have learned to tune it out. So while you may sit here and say, why couldn't I get there yesterday? You now have a new frame of reference for how to get there quickly the next time. And that's part of your wisdom as well. Life experience matters.
Yeah. I want to ask you this in the couple minutes we have left. We're human. We're all human. But I can't thank you enough for how much I've learned from you doing these shows and getting to know you, because what I've learned is in the middle of all the crazy that's going on in the world, all the things that, you know, we have the ability to take in, you know, there is a place we can go that you help people with, you coach people with, and you live and breathe, which will bring us back to one of the most powerful assets we have, and that's our personal wisdom. I want to ask you, first of all, thank you. I want to ask you, what is your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today, leave people with today? And please remember to give them your contact information.
If you don't remember, because if you've processed this or listened to us live or you hear it on a recording, what I want you to take away is, when in doubt, pause. Give yourself 30, 40, 60 seconds. It feels like an eternity sometimes to even sit quietly for a minute. But really listen to what your body and your instincts and your wisdom, pick your word. I don't care what your word is. But tune in and believe what you hear and act on it. If it tells you to just breathe, if it tells you to walk away, if it tells you you've got this, just trust it and go. In my head, it is the truest information that we are trusting, and every one of us has the ability to tap in and hear. So be quiet, hear it, move into it, and then process it at some point that day. Go back and look and say, wow, that made a difference. I need to remember this. That, to me, is the most powerful way to come through anything, is to listen to yourself. If you'd like to talk to me more about how to practically apply this or how to work through some particular situations, you can find me at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com and fill out the form. We'll find an hour to chat, and if we're the right partners, we'll figure out how to go forward. If not, I get to meet a beautiful new human being.
I feel that way about my life. Thank you so much. I can't wait for our next show. I know that there's much more to talk about, much more to shift. But I'll tell you this, the level of awareness I now have on that is really an acknowledgement of your work, but also a radar detector. And, you know, there's so much more for all of us to learn about it. But, wow, I can't imagine now not tapping into that, because...
Thanks for tuning in to the Personal Wisdom Show with me, Rita Johnson. Join me every month for a conversation on key topics that will help you think about success, wisdom, and your time here in a new way. We are all here at this time for a reason, but by uncovering that and learning to live your life on purpose, we can truly change the energy and impact of the world, one human being at a time. To learn more about me, visit my website at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. We all have a soul-level purpose. Tune in next time to transformationtalkradio.com to discover yours.
The views expressed on the program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
Hey, good Thursday to you, Penny Mathers. Here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. We're still on Highway 101 at milepost 133. A recent collision still blocking the southbound lane in that area. That's at Boulder Creek. So bring your patients along with you there. 405 northbound is still a little slow heading up through the Kennedale Hill by that construction zone, but it will break free right after the I-90 and move into Bellevue. Stay tuned for another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, yep, you've heard her before, and she's back again. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and she's opening the phone lines and taking your calls for mini angel readings. So get your dialing fingers ready. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Ukraine-Russia talks are ending without a ceasefire deal. Negotiators from both sides met again as more explosions go off. The Ukraine presidential advisor said, unfortunately, the results Ukraine needs are not yet available. Fighting there hasn't stopped, even as a military convoy headed for Kyiv may be stalled for the time being. U.S. officials warned those troops could surround the city by next week and seize it within a month. Russia's invasion of Ukraine grows bloodier by the hour. More than 2,000 Ukrainian civilians are dead so far as a result of the invasion. The number of Russian soldiers who have died appears to be less. Raf Sanchez is in Moscow.
The Russian Defense Ministry, for the first time, is putting out some figures, giving Russians a sense of how many of their service members have been killed over there. 498 dead is the official figure. There are reasons to be skeptical about that. A lot of civilians here in Russia are questioning whether that's the number that they can rely on.
Negotiations for an emergency Ukraine aid package are ongoing. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said it will cover humanitarian, security, and economic assistance. The Surgeon General is requesting big tech companies turn over data about COVID misinformation on their platforms. Dina Kodiak reports.
The information request asks companies to provide exactly how many users saw or may have been exposed to COVID-19 misinformation. The Surgeon General is also asking the public and healthcare workers to provide information on how misinformation affected their communities. The requests are part of President Biden's COVID National Preparedness Plan unveiled this week.
SpaceX is marking its eighth launch of the year today. Nearly 50 Internet satellites were sent into space to bring the total launch to date to over 2,200. Rapper Jack Harlow is set to star in the reboot of a beloved film. Harlow will be making his acting debut in a remake of White Men Can't Jump. The film's being executive produced by Brooklyn Nets player Blake Griffin. The original movie follows two street basketball hustlers that team up for the ultimate hustle. Harlow will be playing the role that was made famous by Woody Harrelson. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Here are the major rules for all the KKNW online contests. Entries for our online contest can be completed on the announced website and will be accepted through the deadline published on the contest page. Winners will be selected at random from all eligible entries received. One entry per person. You could win event tickets, trip giveaways, or other prizes of similar value. To be eligible, you must be at least 18 years old, have not won in the last 30 days, and reside within the KKNW listening area. Complete contest rules are available at 1150kknw.com.
Let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. Lots of those morning showers burn off. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and a few sun breaks later on this afternoon. High temperatures on 47, 48 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with low temperatures dropping down to about 40. For Friday and running up into the weekend, partly to mostly sunny skies and high temperatures, a few degrees warmer, 49, 50. With partly cloudy skies through the overnight, mostly clear skies and lows in the mid-30s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seat, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and we have an action-packed show. If you have not heard the show before and don't know a little bit about me, I will tell you a little bit about my background. I've been hearing the angels since I was 4 years old. I had a near-death experience at 18 months and actually saw the white flying angels over my head. Didn't know what they were back then, but do now and can recall that experience. And so Archangel Michael has been my guide from the time I was young. And you are going to benefit from that incredible connection that I have with the angels. And you can call in, and we're going to let Benny help you with that as well. But you can call in and get the names of your three guardian angels that have been with you since the time you were born and have been chosen for you based on your life's purpose. So knowing your angels helps you with your life's purpose. And if you have children and you know what their angels are, you'll be able to direct them in the right direction to help them with their life's purpose. So, Benny, why don't you start out, and then we'll go on from here.
Sounds like a plan there, Sue, and welcome back to the show. And folks, if you are tuning in, we are handing out, so to speak, mini angel readings this hour with Sue Storm. If you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. Back to you, Sue.
Okay. So call in, get the names of your angels, get a little mini reading. You can ask me a question. Questions you've wondered about your whole life, questions about your life, but questions about angels as well, and questions about things that you've heard about angels and what their capabilities are and what they can do. So that would be an exciting way to start your day and get things going for you. All right. What I want to do first is maybe give you my website just in case you want to check me out. TheAngelLady.net, TheAngelLady.net, and you can call into the show, and I also will tell you later on, we have a Dr. Pat special, a special price on consultations with your angels, which will are dynamite and which will just change your life, so we're ready to go. Benny, do you want to give out the number one more time, and then
sure.
We'll get started?
Yeah, absolutely. 800-930-2819. The number again is 800-930-2819.
Okay. So I want to start talking about, this is March, and March is spring, and today's subject is spring in your step. How can the angels bring spring into your step? So the angels I want to mention that can help you with this are Christopher, who's the angel of opportunity, and Gabriel, who is an archangel and is the angel of creativity, communication, and anything that he can do to help you communicate your ideas. So if you have Christopher, you have a new opportunity, and you have new ideas coming in. Inspiration, Rachel is the angel of inspiration. Contacting these angels, and how do you talk to your angels, you might be thinking, if you haven't tuned in before. Well, it's easy. Your angels are just like your friends. They've been with you since you were born, and I'm sure you've had some contact with them. Men call it like a gut reaction or a hunch, and women call it intuition or an aha that they get from some information that comes through for them. So letting your angels be in touch, coming them, really changes your life. And the most important thing, you know you have a support system. Yes, a support system. You're never alone, and there's always hope. That's the message of Archangel Michael, and the angels mean it. They are there for you, to help you, to be with you, to help you excel in everything. And a lot of the questions I've been getting from people on the consultations that I do, the sessions or consultations, is about self-esteem. They don't really feel worthy. They don't feel worthy of the angels. They are hesitant or have self-esteem about their career. They don't have confidence. And the most important thing, we'll talk about that for a bit. The most important thing is to really know that you're here for a reason. You have a purpose. Your angels are with you. And this is the beginning of the rest of your life. And it's going to be a whole lot better knowing them and knowing who they are and what they can bring you and what they can do. So I want to talk about the self-esteem angel. Just in case that's your issue, Melody is the angel of self-esteem, and Rebecca is the angel of self-confidence. And I'm going to give you a little remedy that's going to help you, because angel first aid, which is what all my books are about and what I'm all about, is all about remedies and how they can help you and what they can do and little techniques. We call them angel first aid techniques. So this technique is called backbone. And with backbone, you think of the energy in your chest, your abdomen, and you move it towards your spine. Make sure you go to the upper part of your chest so that it moves back to your spine, and we call that backbone. When your energy is in your belly area, you're more of a victim, you're more pliable, more vulnerable. When your energy is in your backbone, you're more confident, your posture is better, and people don't mess with you as much, you know? They see a powerful person. So if you're interviewing, if you are making phone calls because that's part of your job, if you're in sales or for any reason, family issue, and speak to someone, take Gabriel with you. But if you're going to talk to someone or confront a situation, have your energy in your backbone. Oh, one more thing. And I've been telling this to athletes, and they've been competing and winning, either winning or being at the top of their game, is put your energy in your backbone before you start. Get your energy in the right place. It gives you power. How are we doing, Benny? Anything going on there?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. Let's give out the number, 800-930-2819. Again, just so people can have that at the ready, because we have a couple lines open and holding as well. So 800, again, 930-2819. And we'll take our first caller. We have Three Feathers calling in from San Bernardino. Hi, Three Feathers.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, your angels are so excited. They're on their tippy toes. Whoa.
Oh, yay, I know. I started smiling uncontrollably as soon as I called you and got put on hold. They were like, yes, finally. What did they have?
Yes, what a connection. All right. Do you know the names of your personal angels?
No.
Would you like to? Yes.
Sure.
All right. Okay. So you have Caroline, who's the angel of positive thinking. And then you have Joseph, who's the angel of joy. And they tell me you're a positive thinker. When there's two ways to look at something, you'll take the high road. You'll take the positive way. And they want to bring more joy into your life. So you have that one.
They want to bring joy into my life, or is it for me to bring joy into others' lives?
Well, they want, if you can bring more joy into your life, you can do it for others, right?
Correct.
Right. Okay. So, yes, both. All right. And then your archangel is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, who's the angel of spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. So there's your money angel, and you're on a path. You're on a spiritual path, and we're here to enlighten you. So do you have a question for us you want to know?
Yes, I am traveling on the road currently in Southern California, and I'm wondering if I should continue on to Texas, which was my goal. I'm trying to find my place, find my tribe, find where I belong. Where do I go? What do I do?
Is that decision being made right now as we speak? It feels like Texas is good for you. Is there a reason you picked Texas of all the other places?
My paternal roots, my history, indigenous culture, actually, is from Texas, and I've never been there, and I keep hearing to go back to your roots, and I don't know who I'm looking for or what to find. But
You know what I heard? I just big word, go. And they even kind of typed it out in front of me in big white letters, go. So I believe that answers your question, yeah.
Go now?
Go for now? Is that what you said?
Is it go now or wait? I mean, because I didn't know. Go now or just go?
Yeah. When they said go, they meant go. And they didn't say hesitate. Are you on a way so you can just head there now?
I probably could in another week or so. I'm waiting for a delivery. I'm trying to find a place.
They're kind of smiling. They'll give you some time. But they really want you. They wanted to help you make that decision. In fact, Cornell is the angel of decision making, and they really wanted to help you make that decision. I'm going to have a Dr. Pat special for two sessions with me at a special rate, and you may want to get that, the Dr. Pat special. I'm going to give you another phone number. Can you write something down where you are?
Sure, of course.
Okay, 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790. That gets you to me directly, and we should set this up and get more information for you. Like who you're going to be, where you're going to go, and when you should leave. But definitely make your decision to go back to your roots.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad you called.
They're glad you called. Okay.
Yeah, thanks for joining the show, Three Feathers. And that leaves the line open here at Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. And it's her hour for the Dr. Pat Show. And it's 800-930-2819 for the show, 800-930-2819. Sue, we'll scoot off to our first break of the hour, which is right now. And we'll be right back with more with you and Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit SabrinaIsWRIGHT.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you looking to gain wisdom and commit to discovering your best self? What does success mean to you? With authenticity, integrity, and compassion, Mita Johnson helps guide you in working toward your unique vision of success. Mita is a spirit-based intuition lead and success coach. Work with Mita to uncover your unique life purpose. Schedule a free discovery call with Mita at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul in the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net, 1-800-323-1790.
And you do play too. When I speak of you, I can taste all my words. Flavor is sweetness and talk of all the time. I've never found love before, but I must admit to listen. No one in my life has made me feel as pure as you.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we've got an action-packed show, and we've got some callers, so we're going to go right to our callers.
Yeah,
go ahead, Benny.
Yeah, we certainly do. And let me just give out the number again so everyone's got it at the ready, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. We'll take down Louise calling in from the Bellevue, Washington area. Hi, Louise.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Sue.
What can we do for you? Do you want your angel?
Oh, well, I'd like to know my guardian angels, and I don't know if you can do a second thing. I have a son, Scott, who crashed his plane in 2018 and didn't survive, and I don't know if you can connect with him or have a message from him or if there's anything in addition to the guardian angels that you have time for.
Sure.
Either of those would be wonderful.
Absolutely. And I would say at least half of the sessions that I do are people who want to connect with someone who's passed over. Very good at that. I'm very skilled at that. So we're good.
Good.
All right. So your guardian angel. You have Susan, who's the angel of travel. Do you like to travel?
Oh, my goodness. Not necessarily. But not that I don't want to, but that I haven't done much.
It looks like it might be in your future.
Susan, for travel, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right, maybe that's to help me travel more. Okay.
And she helps you when you're traveling find different interesting things to do and where to be and helps.
Okay.
Everything
she
like
helps
that.
With
okay.
That. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Interesting things to do. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I hope you're sitting down because you have Jeremiah, the angel of financial security. So,
Jeremiah. Oh, my. Oh,
isn't this exciting? He builds foundations for material growth. There you go. And then
say it again.
Solid foundations for material
growth.
For material growth.
For material growth.
And then also, you've got two money angels. We're going to have to hit you up for a loan or something. Here we go. Katrina, angel of prosperity, provides success with money and happiness. Good angels.
Prosperity and happiness?
If prosperity to the angels is part of happiness. Prosperity is health, happiness, success. Everything is included in their word prosperity.
Oh, my goodness.
Got it all.
Wow.
Impressive.
Thank you. Oh, my. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Go
ahead.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to interrupt you.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say you may want to get the Dr. Pat special when we give it out a little bit later and talk.
All right. Regarding my son.
I'm going to do a little bit now, but we can do both.
Okay.
We can do your son
all right.
And
thank you. I'll do both.
Now.
Yes.
All
I'll
right.
do that.
Okay. So it helps me if you give me, helps me if you give me his name one more time.
Scott.
Scott. Okay. How long ago did he pass?
Scott Watson.
And about how long ago? Did he pass?
In 2018.
Okay. All right. So he's just saying, hi, Mom, I'm okay, I'm good, and I'm busy.
Oh, good. Tell him I love him. And we'll talk again.
And he hears you thinking about him. He hears you talking to him. Oh, good.
Because I do that. I'll just talk to him.
Yeah.
And he hears me.
Right. He hears you.
Oh, Good. I asked him to look after his one of his daughters, Katie, to make sure that she has positive future and isn't depressed or anything like that.
Oh, that's okay. All right. So we'll talk.
All right.
We'll talk more. All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye bye.
Yeah, thanks, Louise, for joining us from the Bellevue area. And, yeah, I hope we can find some more chatter between the two of them. That sounds awesome. 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's performing many readings on the air for the Dr. Pat Show. 800-930-2819. And we will now take Gary, who's calling in from Lake City. Hi, Gary.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Can you hear me?
I can. You're kind of low, but I can hear you.
I'll bring them up there for you.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, there we go. Okay. What would you like? You want the names of your angels?
I would. I want to write them down.
All right. Okay. So you have Samuel. Are you ready?
Samuel
is the angel of excellence. Performance excellence. Samuel is the name of, okay. And then your other angel is, you have Evelyn, who's the angel of manifesting. And do you have that down?
Yeah, and Gabriel.
And then Gabriel, is that what you just said? Did I hear you say that? Yeah, Gabriel is your archangel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Truth could be, I have one of your books.
Good.
That was the one angel that I remember, but I didn't hear the other one. So,
okay.
Yeah, angel first aid.
Right.
And I am wondering what would be the best thing for me to focus on right now. I'm seeing, as you mentioned, how those angels would play into my life.
Okay. So, do you want to focus on success, or do you want to focus on health? What do you want to focus on? And then I'll give you the angels to help you with that.
Okay. I am with some chronic conditions that need to be straightened out.
Okay. Let's just do that, because they were saying health is a big issue. So, all right. So Peter is the angel of good health. And they just said you have a lot of good rewards coming. You've been a good man. You've lived a good life. And they're just telling me you have a lot of rewards coming your way. Whoa, good for you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it.
It's end of life, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Gary, for the call. Appreciate it. And that leaves open lines here. Sue, we got them wide open for you. So 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And just a couple of minutes before our bottom, we have a break as well, too. So have at it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did I hear you, Benny, say I have a few minutes before we go to the next break?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So we're going to keep going with self-esteem, positive energy, and Caroline is the angel of positive energy, so asking her to be by your side. And again, I mentioned that talking to the angels is easy. You just talk to them. They're there with you. You just address them, use them by name. Carolyn, I have a situation right now, or even Cornell, the decision-making. Cornell, help me make this decision, and then tell them what you want, and just be, just consider them your confidants and let them know how you feel and let them know what you need. Oh, and one more thing. If you have a request, a specific request for a specific thing, object, relationship, et cetera, tell them about it before you go to sleep at night and just make that request. So bring me the man who will fulfill my life, or I'm looking for that nice red car that I saw in the dealership today. Can you help me with that? So whatever it is, just ask your angels and go to sleep and let them work on it through the night. And that'll make things different. Just welcome them into your life. Let them help you. Give them a focus. That's always good, to give them a focus. and let them go at it. If you're ready for the break, I'm ready too.
Sure, let's do that, and let's give out the number. We'd love to have you on the show with us today for a mini angel reading from Sue Storm, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819, and we'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at ElizabethCunningham.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul? In the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy O'Bear. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy O'Bear. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that set your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we are having an action-packed show where if you call in, you can get the names of your three angels, the ones that are with you from the time you were born through your entire life based on your life's purpose. And you can ask a question if you'd like of the angels, get their input. But for right now, I'm going to tell you that a lot of the stories that are in the books, and there's five different angel first aid books, and a lot of the stories that are in the books, I hear from people who call into the radio show or send me an email or get in touch with me and tell me their personal story. And I understand that Benny has someone on the line that might want to do that right now.
Yeah, actually, we had Three Feathers to kick off the show, and she's back to tell us an amazing angel story. So let's hear it. Three Feathers, welcome back.
Okay.
Hi. Thank you so much. Yes, I was reminded of this story. When I was 5 years old, I grew up in a house in Sparks, Nevada, right next to Reno, and we lived on a corner, and there was a streetlight on our corner. And one day, this was like 1977, a drunk driver missed where the corner was because he was drunk. So instead of turning after the light post on the corner, he turned in front of it and drove right into my bedroom.
Oh, my.
And I was 5 years old, and I slept completely through it. What happened is I heard this boom, boom, boom. And as I looked, I just kind of cracked my eye open, and I saw this flash of light coming from my bedroom door. And what had happened is the car knocked over a tall boy dresser, a high boy, and it knocked over and it shut the door. And so my father was in the hallway with the hallway light on, and he was trying to kick the door open, and it would move open a little, and it would, close and open a little and close. And then the next thing I remember was him, he was carrying me, and again, my eyes just like light leaked open, and I saw headlights in my room, and I smelled pine trees because we had great big evergreen bushes outside of my window, which is what kept him from driving through the whole house, actually. That's what stopped him or slowed him down. And I saw headlights. And then the next thing I remember, I'm on the living room couch, and there's a firefighter with a big red helmet, and he's putting a light bulb, a flashlight in my eyes, because, my father was terrified, and he said, "Sir, she's just sleeping." Oh. And so I want to tell you, my room was completely destroyed. My nightstand was upside down at the foot of my bed, kind of like pulling the blankets down so my feet were pinned. I kind of remember that. And everything was destroyed except for right where I lay. And so I know I had a guardian angel then, and you just told me the three that were with me for life. I'm wondering if any of them recall that instance.
Let me tell you, when you said you had the guardian angels, I heard from them more than once. Or you had a guardian angel, I heard more than once. Archangel Michael, actually three of them were the archangels, Archangel Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. And you know why they saved you? They saved you because you are such an outstanding person, so valuable, and such a delight to them. Oh, write that down.
Yeah, and I have a big purpose, a life purpose, and so I'm aware of that. And so I'm always telling people to trust in their angels and believe in them and ask for help. And, that you have, I had learned that we all have at least two angels or that can serve as guardian angels at the same time.
Yeah. No, you have three. Oh, this is wonderful. Thank you for calling. Can I use that story in one of my books if I decide to do that?
Absolutely, and I'll call that 800 number you gave me so you can have my contact information as well.
Perfect. Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling back.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Many blessings.
Okay. All right, Benny, how do we stand right now?
Doing pretty good. Actually, I've got another call coming in. Let me grab that, and then you can
fill in
for a second. Thanks.
Okay. Now, in the meanwhile, while Benny is getting that other call, I'll just say a little bit more about the stories. I think a lot of you have had a unique experience or a story that didn't, that was unique to you. Maybe some you haven't even told anyone else that just where you were saved. And at one point, there was a Waldorf school where the teacher did what they call a field trip, and came to visit the angel lady and brought all the second graders here. And I asked them, have any of you heard from an angel? And they all raised their hand. And then I said, have any of you seen an angel? And maybe five of them raised their hand. And I asked them to tell me what the angel looked like and what they sounded like, and every one of them was right on. So I feel like maybe when you were young, you had that experience, or when you were older, or an angel saved you from a car accident or something, think about it. Think about where your angels may have been with you already. Okay, Benny, I'm ready if you are.
Sounds good. Let's actually do this. We actually have someone that wrote in on our YouTube, and their name is Selena, and just was wondering, hey, Sue, can you tell me what my angels are and who are they working with, like with me.
Okay.
Are you able to answer that for her?
Do you want me to do that now?
Yeah, before we go to the break, sure.
Okay, sure. Oh, okay. All right. So her angels, Katrina, the angel of prosperity, Sarah, the angel of harmony, and peace and harmony is very important to her, keeping things in balance and quiet. And Archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion. And they tell me she's also a very compassionate soul. And was there something else? I didn't quite get the rest of that.
No, it's just which angels are working with that.
Okay.
Angels
she's working with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so working with, though, might be her success angels, because are Timothy, the angel of good fortune, and who else is there? There's quite a few of them.
Okay.
I know. The angel of... what excellence, Samuel, that angel of excellence. I hesitate, it's because they have to tell me, and sometimes they're not as quick as I am. So Samuel, angel of excellence, is part of her team for success angels.
Perfect, perfect. All right, let's do this. We actually have a caller sneaking in through, and it's Marilyn calling in from the Woodinville area. So Marilyn, welcome to the show, and Sue Storm.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm
hey
good, thank you. You know, I have a Marilyn story for you. Can I give you that?
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay. So Marilyn is the angel of leisure, by the way. And that's the angel that for relaxation, for taking a break, for keeping yourself peaceful. So so I think you were either named after an angel or an angel was named after you.
That's funny.
Good.
I'm sure the angels were first, so...
Might be. They might be. All right.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So could you tell me my angels, please?
Sure, absolutely. So you have that one I just mentioned, Sarah, the angel of harmony, peace and harmony. And then you also have Rachel, the angel of inspiration. And you are an inspiration to those around you. Your light shines so bright. I can see it here. Your light is beautiful. And then you have your archangel is Uriel, spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. So you have the money angel, spirituality, enlightenment. You've got them all. How's that?
Okay, that sounds great.
And is there something, do you have a quick question you want to know from Angel?
Yes. Where the heck is my man? Where's my soulmate?
Looking for love. There we go.
Can you give me an easy one?
Yeah.
okay. Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel that helps with romance and finding soulmates. So talk to her. She is the angel of attraction. And if you want more information, you can get the Dr. Pat special, and we can give you more information. But I what they're saying is hold on, because it's happening. You've kind of given up hope, they said, but it's happening. They're on it. Okay?
That sounds good. Okay. It's only been 5 years, so the package either got lost in the mail or something. So I'll hold on.
Or maybe he's not ready yet. You know, sometimes when that happens, the other person just isn't ready. They're not single or they're whatever. They're not ready. So, but it's in the works.
Great. Okay. Thank you so much, my dear.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Marilyn, for calling in. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And we're at our last break of the hour with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's handing out the angel readings, and we'd love to have you on the show with us today. 800-930-2819. We'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune in to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you, so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines better than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Green Brutal. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Karine and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit KarineBurfo.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machine, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on that, you go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? In the great unknown, in the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul, in the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net, 1-800-323-1790.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen.
Am I on? Yeah, okay, because it was very low. I couldn't hear that. All right. We'll get this together one of these days. So this is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat and welcoming you back to the show. And I wanted to tell you a little bit about me, how to get in touch with me, and most important, how to connect with your angels. So my website is theangellady.net. theangellady.net, theangellady.net, and my email is theangellady@comcast.net, or if you want to email me directly, I'm going to give out my direct email, is my name, Sue Storm, at Earth, and someone teased me this morning about how old Earthlink is. It goes back to the 90s, but it's the one I still use, SueStorm@earthlink.net. All right, and my 800 number, if you'd like to get in touch with me, do a session, and we're going to have the Dr. Pat special, which is so popular, which is 2 half-hour sessions with me for the price of one. So your second half hour is at no charge, and it's 800-323-1790. 1790. So to reach me directly for your consultation or to buy one of the Angel First Aid books, if you just have a question for me, 800-323-1790. Also, if you go to the website, theangellady.net, there is a heading that says Ask Sue, and if you fill out the form, you can ask me a question. You can get the names of your angels. You can ask me a question. So you can do that through the website as well. And there is a door in the website, like miracle cards, and just go check it out. But if you want to talk to me directly, 800-323-1790. The Dr. Pat special is pay for one session. The second one's at no charge. And what happens in those sessions is things turn around. You really connect with your angels. You can ask questions you've wondered about your entire life and get the answers. You can get help on relationships, connecting with someone who's passed on, getting the, success questions, business questions, if you're in school, that type of thing. Questions about your, not necessarily your assignments, can't help you with that, but decisions you have to make. So I work a lot with young people going to college and that kind of thing. Just give me a call, and let's see what your angels can do. Take advantage of that Dr. Pat special. This is the only radio show that I give that out on. Okay, Benny, do you have a caller, or what should we do next?
We actually have about six, maybe 7 minutes left in the program. If you'd like to join us, we are handing out mini angel readings with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. 800-930-2819 is the number, 800-930-2819. And I wouldn't feel at all embarrassed that you still have EarthLink as your email, Sue. I still use Hotmail, so I'm respecting it. All right? Keep them strong. Keep them going.
All right. Okay. About, I think we'll change our subject a little bit and talk about fast cash. What do you do for fast cash? Because right now that might be something that's on your agenda and you're wondering about it. So here we go. If you want to be a mighty money magnet, you can say, I am a mighty money magnet. Do it with a fist in your hand and be that mighty money magnet. See the money coming at you. See it touching you, sticking to you. See it coming at you. Get that money in your aura, in your area, because you can be a mighty money magnet and it drops in front of you. And that's one of the things we do in our sessions. I check for what you need, and is it coming to you, or are there blocks, or is there a reason it's not? Is there interference somewhere? And then we clear the interference. So be a mighty money magnet, that's one. And another thing is to draw dollar signs. Put your index finger out in front of you and just draw a dollar sign, large ones, small ones, and just believe that the money is going to come to you. And if you want to, before you go to bed at night, we talked about that, tell the angels a dollar amount, you know, angels, I need $15,000 for X, Y, and Z. But make it reasonable. If you say, Angel, if I need $1 million, they'll laugh with you. So make it reasonable. Make it something, and something about, I'm going to go back to goals, achieving goals. You start with small ones, get your mind and your body used to achieving them, and then you'll get better ones and then bigger ones. So start with something small. Ask the angel for something small in a dollar amount, and then move it up. And watch it happen. Miracles happen. The other thing you can do is be on Miracle Watch. If you have a jury trial, there's Verdict Watch. If you have a tornado, there's a Tornado Watch. I put people on Miracle Watch.
Perfect. Let me actually interrupt if you don't mind there, Sue.
Sure.
A caller sneaking in right now. So we have Janet calling in from the Auburn area. So, Janet, welcome to the show.
Hi, Janet.
Well, hello. How are you?
Good. You just squeezed in. You got a little bit of time. So what was it like?
I feel lucky. So do I have any angels? And what would they like to tell me?
Okay, so let me get you your angel names. You have Peter, the angel of good health, and you have, my goodness, you have Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, who's the angel of creativity. Are you very creative?
I certainly am.
Okay, so she's been with you since you were a little tot. And then Gabriel, whose messages and communication, but he's also arts and invention. So you have a lot of artistic ability.
Okay.
Okay. And did you have a question on that or something?
Well, I'm at a little set place in my life. I don't know if my
angel's maybe you're going to have to help me here.
Janet, you said you're a little stuck in your life, did you say?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sorry, you were just breaking up a little bit. Just want to make sure we get a clean signal.
Apologies,
okay.
Yes.
So what was the question for Sue again?
So do my angels have any direction for me?
Any direction for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
On what subject? Give me something a little more specific. What do you want direction on?
Oh, boy. My life as a whole, I've been stuck.
I think you need the Dr. Pat special.
Yeah.
we unstuck people. Unstick them.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Okay, I think that's good. But a message for you is don't give up hope. They did come through and say don't give up hope.
Okay.
You need a little adjustment, a little rewiring, a little reframing, but they're on top of it. That's what they said.
They said don't give up. All right.
Right.
Didn't hear her.
Oh, just got to stay strong there. Don't give up. You got it, Janet.
Yeah, don't give up.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks for joining the show there, Janet. And Sue, we have about 2.5 minutes. If you want to wrap it up, that'd be great.
Okay. So for the March show, we were putting spring in your step. We were talking about things that you can do for self-esteem, for confidence, for self-confidence. And think back on your angel story. There has to be some. And if you want to contact me and let me know, I'd love to hear it. So to move forward, spring, the spring of your life, the spring in your step, it's a time to think about your goals, set your goals, set them, as I said, at a lower rate, and then you can always increase them. And that's the best way. Accomplishment. You feel accomplishment. You feel connected. And one more. Mary Ann is the angel of efficiency, and she wants to be remembered today, so let's work with efficiency. Cornell is decision-making. Tarina finds soulmates. And I think that's it. I think that's it for nature today. So it's been wonderful talking to all of you, and your angels are sending their love and their blessings.